lightly falling snow that 28-year-old Mark Reut would have used to track deer fell instead on ground where the avid hunter was buried, to the sound of church bells chiming in the background. Reut was laid to rest about 30 miles southwest of where he was shot 5 days earlier, following a fatal encounter with a stranger occupying the hunting party's tree stand. Many of those at Reut's funeral came in vehicles adorned with blaze orange ribbons, a symbol of support for those affected by Sunday's shooting spree. Some mourners filed into the rural brick church wearing stock car racing jackets, a hobby that Reut shared with friends like Jeff Christofferson.
He was one of the nicest people I ever met. I don't think he had a mean bone in his body. Made everybody laugh, and that was the kind of guy he was.
When he wasn't involved in outdoor activities like hunting, Reut was part of a pit crew for a local stock car racer. Those who live in Rice Lake describe the community as tight-knit. Funeral director Larry Giraffe says the death of the six hunters has strengthened that bond.
I guess I grieve with the family itself because I know what they're going through. And this is just the start of the very first funeral, but five more to go. And I'm sure you're going to see the same amount of people and more, and the same people at the next five services that are coming up.
A Rice Lake resident who attended Reut's funeral says some in the community have given up hunting, while others have not let tragedy stop tradition. Catherine Wilger, who teaches reconciliation at the church where Reut was buried, urged people not to be bitter against the Hmong man suspected in the multiple shootings.
This is something he probably didn't want to do, and something probably just snapped.
The Minneapolis man suspected in the shootings is in custody. Charges against Chai Vang are expected Monday. He told investigators he didn't know he was on private property and that the victims used racial slurs and shot at him first. Survivors deny that. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.